This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Michael Orthodox Church in Louisville, Kentucky. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and today 142 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis. Today is May 22. Today we will hear a short recap on King Saul, his death, and how David becomes king. Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1 through chapter 11, verse 9. And the census was of all Israel, those who had been inscribed in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, along with those banished to Babylon in their lawlessness, and those who dwelled formerly with their possessions in the cities of Israel, and the priests, the Levites, and those to whom permission had been given. Then some of the children of Judah dwelt in Jerusalem, along with some of the children of Benjamin, and the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Uthai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the descendants of Perez, the son of Judah, of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons, of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel and their brethren, 690, of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanua, Ibniah, the son of Jeroham, Elah, the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, Meshulam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were heads of the families, according to the houses of their fathers. Of the priests, there were Jedeiah, Jehoi, Arib, and Jachin, Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the officer over the house of God, Adaiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Melchijah, Masai, the son of Adiel, the son of Jazirah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilameth, the son of Immer, and their brethren, heads of the houses of their fathers, 1,760. They were very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, Bakbakar, Haresh, Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers were Shallum, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shallum was the chief. Until then, they had been gatekeepers for the camps of the children of Levi at the king's gate on the east. Shallum, the son of Kori, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren from his father's house, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the service, gatekeepers of the tabernacle. Their fathers had been keepers of the entrance of the camp of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, had been the officer over them in time past, and these were with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was keeper of the door of the tabernacle of the testimony. All those chosen as gatekeepers were 212, and in their villages they were recorded by their genealogy. David and Samuel, the seer, appointed them for their faithfulness. So they and their sons were to guard the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle. The gatekeepers were assigned to the four directions, the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren in their villages had to come with them from time to time for 7 days. For in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers. They were Levites. They had charge over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they remained round about the house of God, for they had charge over the keys to unlock the doors of the temple every morning. Now some of them were in charge of the serving vessels, for they brought them in and took them out by count. Some of them were appointed over the furnishings, and over all the implements of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the incense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. Mattathiah of the Levites, the firstborn of Shallum the Korahite, was entrusted over the items of the sacrificial offering from the chief priest's frying pan. And Benaiah, the Kohathite, out of their brethren, was in charge of preparing the showbread for every Sabbath. These are the singers, heads of the houses of the fathers of the Levites, who were assigned daily, freed from other duties, for they were employed in that work day and night. These heads of the houses of the fathers of the Levites were heads throughout their generations. They dwelt in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, dwelt in Gibeon. His firstborn was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Geder, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begot Shimeam. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish, Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tahriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jerah, Jerah begot Elameth, Esmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Biniah, Rephaiah his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names were Azrikam, Bocheru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Then the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed the sons of Saul, Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The battle became fierce against Saul, and he was wounded by the archers who struck him. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and pierce me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come out and dishonor me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it. And when his armor-bearer saw Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. So Saul and his three sons died, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that they had fled, that Saul and his sons were dead, and that they left their cities fleeing, then the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So it happened the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they found Saul and his sons dead on Mount Gilboa. They stripped him and took his head and his armor and sent word throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among the people. Then they put his armor in the temple of their gods and fastened his head to the temple of Dagon. And when all of Jabesh Gilead heard what the Philistines did to Saul, all the valiant men arose from Gilead and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons back with them to Jabesh. They buried their bones under the oak tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his lawlessness, which he committed against the Lord according to the word of the Lord, because he did not keep it, and because Saul sought counsel of a wizard, and Samuel the prophet answered him. So he slew him and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. Then all Israel came to David at Hebron, saying, "Indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. Also in time past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led Israel in and out, and the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall feed my people and be a ruler over Israel.' Therefore all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And the king and all Israel went to Jerusalem, this is Jebu, and there the Jebusites were inhabiting the land. And the people inhabited Jebu said to David, "You shall not enter here." But he seized the stronghold of Mount Zion, which is the city of David. And David said, "Whoever first takes the Jebusites shall be chief and captain." And Joab the son of Zeruiah went up first and became chief. Then David dwelt in the stronghold. Thereafter he called it the City of David, and he waged war and took the city. Around it he fortified the city. So David grew even stronger, and the Lord Almighty was with him. Psalm 115. I believed, therefore I spoke. I was greatly humbled. I said in my ecstasy, "Every man is a liar. What shall I give back to the Lord for all he rendered to me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his holy ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant and the son of your handmaid. You broke apart my bonds. I will offer a sacrifice of praise. I shall pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in your midst, O Jerusalem." Psalm 116. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all you peoples, for his mercy rules over us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 1 through 5. These are the miscellaneous instructions of Solomon, which the friends of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, wrote out. The glory of God hides a word, and the glory of the king honors deeds. Heaven is high and earth is deep, but the heart of the king is incapable of disproof. Beat drossy silver, and it will be made entirely clean. Slay the ungodly from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. John chapter 7, verses 1 through 36. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he did not want to walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brothers therefore said to him, "Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For even his brothers did not believe in him. Then Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." When he had said these things to them, he remained in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up, then he also went up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" And there was much complaining among the people concerning him. Some said, "He is good." Others said, "No, on the contrary, he deceives the people." However, no one spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters, having never studied?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keeps the law? "Why do you seek to kill me?" The people answered and said, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I did one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Now some of them from Jerusalem said, "Is this not he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? However, we know where this man is from, but when the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from." Then Jesus cried out, as he taught in the temple, saying, "You both know me, and you know where I am from. And I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me." Therefore they sought to take him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. And many of the people believed in him, and said, "When the Christ comes, will he do more signs than these which this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd murmuring these things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then Jesus said to them, "I shall be with you a little while longer, and then I go to him who sent me. You will seek me and not find me, and where I am you cannot come." Then the Jews said among themselves, "Where does he intend to go that we shall not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What is this thing that he said, 'You will seek me and not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" Jesus said, "If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority." Before we can know and follow God's will, we have to desire it. We have to will to do His will. Our continuing in our fallen state and our spiritual blindness come from an unwillingness to recognize Christ as Lord and King of our lives. It is refusing to submit to His authority. St. John Chrysostom paraphrased Jesus' words in this way: "Rid yourselves of wickedness, the anger, the envy, and the hatred which have arisen in your hearts without provocation against me. Then you will have no difficulty in realizing that my words are actually those of God. As it is, these passions darken your understanding and distort sound judgment. If you remove these passions, you will no longer be afflicted in this way." We should not be content to be followers of Christ and to have passions that keep us away from Him. Christ is risen. Tomorrow we will continue this journey through the Scriptures. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You have been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. For more information about the ministries of St. Michael Orthodox Church, please visit orthodoxky.com. That's orthodoxky.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.